So we met, elected to meet at a place that was convenient for all of us, and that turned out to be the Schuller restaurant in Jackson. And that was convenient to me, coming from Lansing and from members from Grand Ledge, or from Detroit, who only had to go up I-94, Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh and Justice Levin, and for Justice Coleman, who had her office in Battle Creek, to go over to Jackson. So we met there and had a lunch meeting to discuss the upcoming election for Chief Justice. And pretty obviously, I was the swing vote, because there were those three votes. Presumptively, the other three votes were the then Chief Justice, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh himself, Justice Swainson, and Justice Williams. So that was three on one side, supposedly four, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, and three on the other side, not committed to him. That left me sort of in the middle, since I was a new vote who had never voted before for Chief Justice. So we had this luncheon meeting and talked it all over, and the upshot of the matter was that we simply decided that it was time for a change in the office of Chief Justice. I really forget how many years Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh had been Chief Justice, but it was for a number of years. And the question then arose as to whom this job should go. Well, of the four of us, which, as I say, constituted enough votes to change Chief Justices, the senior member was Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, and so it was more or less decided that our votes would go to him when the election took place in an administrative meeting of the court. So when that meeting came up, and as I recall, it was either later that week or early in the following week, by then, of course, in the interests of collegiality, if you will, or of disclosure of the facts, we had communicated, and I believe it was Thomas Giles Kavanaugh who had done the communicating, to then Chief Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, that he didn't any longer have four votes for the office of Chief Justice. We thought this was only fair, not go into a meeting and drop this on him. So he did. He was forewarned that he no longer had four votes. The notice of it to him was not particularly a long time period or anything. It may have only been a day or so before the vote was coming up. So came the morning of the administrative conference, and everybody was in Lansing and gathering to go to the conference table, and there was some talk on obviously Chief Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was agitated because he knew he was no longer going to be Chief Justice in a matter of a few hours. Justice Swainson attempted to sort of conciliate the entire matter, saying that were we sure what we were doing here, and did we know what we were doing, and so forth. And Justice Williams, he also attempted to perhaps, I guess the term conciliate is good as any the matter, but we had more or less formed a pact at this lunch meeting that these are the ways that we would vote. So there was no deterring the entire thing.